Trump says he and First Lady Melania Trump are awaiting coronavirus test results after a top aide who's been traveling with him tested positive for COVID-19.
One of President Trump's closest aides, Hope Hicks, has tested positive for the new coronavirus. That's according to an administration official who had to remain anonymous when discussing someone's health information. Hicks serves as counselor to President Trump. She traveled with him multiple times this week, including Wednesday for a rally in Minnesota and Tuesday aboard Air Force One for the presidential debate in Cleveland. Hicks had been the White House communications director but left the administration in 2018, soon after telling a House committee she had to tell white lies during her time at the Trump White House. Hicks, a former model, rejoined the administration this year ahead of the November election. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
And the head of one drug maker rushing to make a coronavirus vaccine is pushing back against President Trump's claim about when a vaccine will be ready. We get more from AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
Top federal health officials have repeatedly said a vaccine's unlikely to be widely available until early next year.
I've spoken to the companies and we can have it a lot sooner. It's a very political thing.
One of those he mentioned at this week's debate is Pfizer, whose chief says he's disappointed the vaccine work is being politicized. The AP obtained a letter Albert Bourla sent his U.S. employees trying to reassure them Pfizer will not bend to pressure to move more quickly. Bourla says the company is moving at the speed of science. Sagar Agani, Washington.
And the United States continues to have both the highest number of COVID-19 related deaths and infections. Total number of global deaths is more than 1.21 million, while the number of infections is more than 34.2.